Ratko Mladic, the former Bosnian Serb general, is a step closer to facing justice after a court in Belgrade deemed him fit enough to travel to The Hague. The War Crimes Tribunal for the former Yugoslavia has been chasing Mladic since 1995, the same year he was accused of ordering the massacre of thousands of Muslim men and boys at Srebrenica. Lawyers for Europe's most wanted man say they'll appeal against the extradition, claiming their client is too sick to face trial. Here's our Europe correspondent, Emma Alberici.
For 16 years, Ratko Mladic has been evading justice over his role in the killings of thousands during the near four-year siege of Sarajevo and the attempted extermination of Bosnia's Muslims at Srebrenica, with the murder of close to 8,000 of the town's men and boys. A judge in Belgrade ruled that he should be sent to The Hague to face 15 charges of war crimes. Outside the court, his son Darko Mladic said the decision would be appealed on the grounds that his father is too ill to travel.
We are not stating anything about trial. We are focused at this time on his health, his condition, and we are calling for independent experts to verify this condition.
Ratko Mladic has suffered a stroke and is partially paralysed down his right side. But Vladimir Vukovic, the chief prosecutor in Belgrade, says the 69-year-old former commander of the Bosnian Serb army understands the charges against him and is well enough to take the two-hour flight to the Netherlands.
Ratko Mladic is absolutely ready to be prosecuted. As far as his mental state, he is completely capable and healthy.
More details have emerged of the capture of Mladic, who'd been living under the alias of Milorad Komadic. According to officials in Belgrade, he was wearing no disguise and didn't resist arrest. He was armed with two guns, but there was no time to use them. He was living at a cousin's home in Lazarevo, 60 kilometres from Belgrade. His capture turns a dark page in the history of the Balkans. With this single act, Serbian President Boris Tadic expects his country's status as international pariah to be recast. Latko Legumdija was the deputy prime minister of Bosnia in the 90s and was among the victims of the then General Mladic's bloody campaign.
I was heavily wounded in one of those massacres on the streets of Sarajevo. I was lucky. I just spent 12 months in hospital and 12 surgeries and survived. In Sarajevo, about 10,000 people were not as lucky as me.
Latko Legumdija is a good friend of the Serbian president.
And when I speak every time with him, I'm calling him to promote the principles of shared values, of shared societies. If world is becoming shared society, we have to see that Europe is really closing the chapter and being shared society in Southeastern Europe.
And it's in that spirit of reconciliation that some believe the time has come to welcome Serbia into the 27-member bloc of the European Union, a nod to respectability and legitimacy the country has long craved. But there are war criminals still hiding in Serbia, probably enjoying the same military and nationalist party protection that allowed Ratko Mladic to escape justice for so long. This is Emma Alberici reporting for Saturday AM.